Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beam me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How's everybody doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up this hour on the show, how about the Toronto Raptors last night? Sticking it to the Golden State Warriors at Oracle. Again, sweeping the Warriors this season. How dangerous are the Raptors? We'll talk about that this week. Plus, the impassioned defense of Harold Bane to the Hall of Fame by his former manager coming up later on in the program. As always, you can hit us up on the phone at 855-212-4227. That's a toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to Geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight, Chargers and Chiefs from Arrowhead, AFC West, and a number one, or at least a bye, and at least the number one or number two seed could be wrapped up tonight by the Chiefs. With a Kansas City win and a Patriots loss in Pittsburgh, the Chiefs would have home field advantage. With at least a win, even if the Patriots do beat the Steelers, the Chiefs would only need to win one of their final two games to then wrap up the top seed in the AFC. So we're discussing that as well, and college football playoff expansion. But around this time, each and every year, we welcome on our good friend, the Gidget of Gadgets, to bring us some holiday cheer.
It's our Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linendoll, for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
Katie Linendoll, our favorite guest up here on the show. She joins us in studio.
And that was epic.
She is multi-talented, which we will get to coming up in just a little bit. You can watch the proceedings at watchda.com. It's always fun when you come in because watching what you bring in,
yes,
the gadgets you bring in, is part of the fun. So watch at watchda.com. Happy holidays, you
Happy
pepperoni
holidays.
Ball.
Yes, I am sporting my Erie, the G League. They actually turned into the pepperoni balls for one day in Erie, Pennsylvania. And my dear friend and friend of the show, John Huerta, he found me this t-shirt that represents the Erie pepperoni balls. Because nothing says Christmas like some fried dough with meat in it.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salty meat.
Absolutely.
Which is why
puffiness with sodium.
I love the logo. It is a round face with two big eyeballs.
It's strong.
Dribbling. And his mouth, he's smiling. And inside his mouth is what appears to be layered pepperoni.
And a lot of grease. And copious amounts of grease.
All around his mouth.
Which is fantastic.
So this pepperoni ball specifically is a little bit of eating his own kind. He's a pepperoni ball that eats other pepperoni balls, I believe.
Interesting. I didn't take it that deep. Mm. I just said, good food, great sports. I'm going to go for it. You know, all the holiday sweaters I have. No. I had to come in and class up the joint.
Nothing says the holidays quite like a pepperoni ball t-shirt.
That's right.
In the studio.
That's right.
So thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having
me. This is always such a fun time of the year because we all get to do some shopping and see the new stuff that's on the market. But sometimes it's a little stressful. It can be overwhelming. So we have you here to kind of pierce through the confusion and give us some direction here.
Absolutely. And I've put together a top five gadgets that I thought would be great for you guys. And also, I put it on my website, too. So and plus some bonuses on my website. So there is a DA blog post on katielinendoll.com just for you guys. But all sports themed, all in our realm. And yeah, I'm going to break down the top five here on Eric this morning.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, so yes, we're now down to less than 2 weeks before
it's
Christmas.
It's stressful, DA.
That's what I'm saying. So if you haven't gotten the shopping done, now it's like, what do I get? Let me just clarify things, make this easy on me. So why don't we start with, what do you got here for us?
We're going to start with item. We're going top to bottom here.
Okay.
Item number one. I have presenting to you, this is one of your gifts, DA.
Looks like a briefcase.
This is from Hammacher Schlemmer, and it is a portable heated stadium chair.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Can I tell you, I am very impressed with this gadget.
Okay.
What it has inside, it has a little battery heater, lithium ion that's rechargeable.
Yep.
$100, good deal.
You can plug it into the wall.
Not only does it heat your butt up to 115 degrees.
Need it.
Three different speeds. It also has a massager in there.
No.
Way. So you're going to see that little remote on the side. Just hold that baby in for a few seconds. And again, temperatures pretty decent. And that little vibration you're going to get, people might think you're nuts sitting next to you. You'll never feel better.
Wow. So this is, ooh, wow.
Are you feeling that?
Yeah, I really am.
You're feeling it.
Whoa. So I'm sitting in this chair right now. It's a little seat. It's got a little backrest and the seat. It's warming and it's got a vibrator in it. It's got a little massager in it to really help the lower back. This is nice.
And I love the fact that it's portable. Like, where was this in all my Buffalo Bills stadium tailgating days? Whereby, you know, it wasn't even the first quarter and we were all frozen over.
Ooh, wow. I'm feeling good. I might just
super lightweight.
I might sit in this to do the show every day.
I think you should.
And you plug it in to get it some electric.
Plug it into the wall, AC, no problem. And just really easy to carry with you. It's so lightweight. I can't stress that enough.
I almost feel as though this is good for your lower back tightness,
too. Oh, a lumbar.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little retreat for the lumbar. Sure. Absolutely.
You like that big boy.
Yeah, I do like that big boy. Yeah, I do like this very much. I'm just going to sit in this. Very nice. All right. Wow.
And you're on the road so much going to games. I mean, perfect.
This is quite the nomad accessory.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is great. And it's very lightweight. As you said, you could bring this in a backpack. You could bring this in just with your regular or whatever, your sweatshirt or whatever you bring in.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, nice.
Okay, from Hammacher, $100. Good deal for pops or anyone on the wish list.
Not bad.
Going to number two.
Okay.
All right, this is the big baby. Should I just go right for it?
Yeah.
Coming in hot sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, I found this one. This is also from Hammacher. We're going to go a 1-2 punch from them. This is a Bluetooth DVD boombox. It's got a TV in it, so you can get on the over-the-air channels.
Ooh.
You can play DVDs. You can play Bluetooth music. Also DVDs, and it's got this retro style whole boombox effect with it.
Yeah, handle which you can pick it up with.
The screen on the front of it, I think that's the differentiator. Taking this to a tailgate and being able to watch the pregame, and then also, of course, you can listen to radio. I'm a big AM/FM fan.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I mean, apropos being here.
Absolutely.
This device is awesome. Charges over AC, but you can also just stand alone with C batteries, or you can even put it in the car, the cigarette lighter.
Is that right, Mraz? I could see you all over this.
That is an unbelievable gift.
For a little tailgate, because, you know, it's so hard to set up the big screen TVs. You got to have a generator if you want to do
You
got to
have the room in the truck. If you drive in a regular car, not a truck, you got to fit enough tables and grills. Maybe you don't have room for the TV and the dish and whatever you got to do.
Exactly.
That's exactly correct. Now you got an all-in-one retro unit. Boomboxes PS are back in style. So this isn't just like a twofer. This is a fivefer.
So if you are an Eagles fan, imagine this.
Uh-huh.
You have this boombox. You take it out to the link. Not only are you watching some pregame, you can pop in the DVD of last year's Super Bowl.
Truth.
Watch the game during, eat some pepperoni balls, watch the game.
Yep.
And then, or watch the pregame, watch the Super Bowl on DVD, and then have your pregame Merrill Reese, call in the action. You go to the AM/FM dial. That's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Don't say I never did nothing for you. And I was actually surprised by the price point here.
Yeah.
Looking for a gift. Like, this is perfect. I have to get this for my dad. Like, this is a gem. I was thinking, what was your guess? We'll play Price is Right.
Definitely a couple $100.
Couple hundred?
Yeah.
Come on, boys. What do you think?
$179.99.
Really? Go ahead.
$1. No. $200.
$160.
It's awesome. That's
not
a great,
bad.
Yeah, it's a great price. Absolutely.
Not bad. That's a few lattes these days.
I thought it was going to be about $300. I love how big the screen is, too. It's really
nice.
The
screen is generous.
Yeah, very generous. I love that. Nice.
So that's number two.
Very cool.
Number three. You guys know I'm always known for my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have a prescription or not. So this is really cool. I've been working with Zenni.
Your signature glasses, these ones that you have on.
These are brand new.
These are brand new?
Yeah.
They kind of look like tinsel. They're like,
oh, I was going for the holiday vibe.
Silver and sparkly. They look like tinsel.
And then I was like declassing it with the pepperoni ball shirt.
Yeah, because we can't be too classy.
You got to balance it out.
Definitely.
You know, you got to fill out the vibe.
Especially with the current
crew
around here.
With that said, so Zenni.com, you guys, you don't have to have a prescription, right? This is, you can get awesome sunglasses. You can get awesome glasses. You can get blue blocking glasses, which actually help with blocking the blue light, which are on your devices, which are in the artificial lights that we're under right now in the sun. Awesome options. You guys have your own two each customized pairs.
So,
and of course, they have Katie Elf stickers on the front.
Which makes
it what's awesome is you can actually, these little gift cards, this is the great, if you're struggling for a last minute gift, you can actually print out a gift card for somebody. I never thought in my lifetime, so I've been wearing glasses for many, many years, decades, and glasses start on Zenni for just $6.95. Like, what day and age are we living in? That's a stocking stuffer.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty cool that you can go on there and there's over 2,500 different choices. So for guys, for girls, for kids, and just affordable. And now my friends that go on there, they're like, we have multiple pairs because it's affordable, but they're also high quality. I'm wearing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Wow.
Yeah,
thanks,
boys.
For this. Very nice. But this for you guys, getting all types of hooked up.
Gotta have that.
This
That's
is
awesome.
Great.
Right?
Yeah. And like you said, your glasses have become kind of your signature, so glasses are a big deal for you.
People always ask me if they're fake. They're like, is there a prescription in there? Yeah, yes, there's a prescription in there. Absolutely.
Katie Linedahl joins us here in studio for some gadget ideas, some gift ideas for the holidays.
Yes.
Just coming up straight ahead. I love these that you're bringing out here.
Yeah. And then should I hit you with number four?
Yeah, please.
Number four, I wanted to hook you up with some awesome gear. So I want to give you the go-to site for, you know, I travel all over the globe. And in very, very cold places. I think the coldest place I've been was shooting in Alaska. We talked about this when I was filming the Northern Lights with the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
-20 below in Fairbanks. And people always ask me, I think it's all about the gear.
You
I grew up in
chair
Erie, Pennsylvania.
That I'm in, by the way,
bring the chair. Could you imagine?
To go film Aurora Borealis.
And actually, it's really quiet when you're filming the Northern Lights because everybody's like all into it and it's all surreal and like beautiful. And then you have this vibrating chair going. Great idea,
DA. Oh, sorry. Just want my lower lumbar to have a little respite here.
They're like, okay, this is going to be great for the next 6 hours. Really great. But for real, I think it's all about having the most comfortable and the right gear. And also growing up in Erie, Pennsylvania, where we got the most snowfall in 2017, I can attest to this. My go-to gear, especially on the jacket side, is from Oros. If you're not familiar, they actually use, it's driven by the idea of NASA technology. They use a solar core technology to actually insulate the layers, but also the jacket. That is the one I've been wearing nonstop, especially in really cold environments. It's breathable, it's waterproof, and truly check out Oros Apparel because I think they have amazing cold weather gear that are just stands at every element.
O-R-O-S?
O-R-O-S, inspired by NASA technology.
I am all in on any warm weather or cold weather gear that keeps you warm that has NASA technology in it. Okay, I spent 4 years at Syracuse on the open tundra, so I'm always like,
there you go.
Okay, I need technology behind this because, you know, just throwing on like, you know, regular coat, that doesn't work anymore.
Well, and we're seeing so much technology embedded in our fabrics these days, and it doesn't have to be big and bulky. And that's also something the company touts that I'm fascinated by is that it looks more compact and it looks more lighter, but it's also doing a better job. And that's where it's high tech. It's the fabrics are a lot more specialized these days.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. All right. Nice. These are all great. Okay.
Yeah.
What's number five?
Number five, handing you over. I have to give you something a little really inexpensive that you can pick up anywhere. Again, if you're a last minute shopper, now we're hitting the shipping zone where things can't be shipped in time.
Right.
You can pick up Pixel Pals pretty much anywhere you go.
Okay.
These are pretty much under $15. They're on sale at a lot of places. And they have iconic ones from Mario and Luigi to Wonder Woman to Mega Man, which I'm holding in my hand. And just with the little batteries here, you turn on and off and it illuminates. And it's very iconic retro style. You know, your little favorite characters,
it's like an
8-bit.
But also
your new age ones too.
Yeah.
It's your 8-bit, hence the name Pixel Pals.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
Wow, little Mega Man. I love it.
Love me some Mega Man, some Dust Man.
What are the other characters?
There are so many characters. There's Joker.
Is there a Luigi?
There's a Luigi.
Bilotti.
And Bilotti, I have to tell you, it's on its way. It will be here. Maybe we'll have it for our Valentine's Day episode.
A Luigi,
but I did hook you up
Pixel
with a
Pal?
Luigi one. Pixel
Pal.
Oh,
very
Pal.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm into it, yeah.
I'm always thinking of you. Every time I see Luigi, I'm like, oh, I think of you. It's the gift that keeps on giving, the thought alone.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
This is awesome. Thanks so much. Stick around because we want to play a wrestling-themed holiday song.
Yes, I just dropped it this morning.
Yes, we're gonna play this on the other side, plus talk about last night's Warriors and Raptors game. Katie Linedahl joining us here in studio for some Christmas gift ideas. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We count down the 12 DAs of Christmas. Here's a moment that got stuck in the chimney.
The Berlitz School, does that mean you just went online and punched it into like Google Translator or Berlitz Translator?
It's something like the Sharon Stone thing, right?
What is that? Rosetta Stone?
Is that it?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Is it Sharon or Rosetta Stone? Which
Rosetta.
One?
You thought Sharon Stone was Rosetta Stone?
Big far off. It was a girl's name in Stone.
The moments just keep getting dopier here on the show as we count it down for the 12 DAs of Christmas. Sunday, it's a doubleheader day, and it's all about the playoffs. Miami takes on Minnesota. They had a huge game with two teams fighting to win their divisions. New England collides with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, powered by Ram. 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Our friend Katie Linedahl is in studio with us for her annual Christmas visit to give us all of us who are looking for Christmas inspiration for gift ideas here with it. And she brought us this really cool boombox for pregame tailgaters and postgame tailgaters where you can just charge it or have C batteries or D batteries, you said?
C batteries.
Bring it out to the tailgate and listen to the pregame or watch your own DVDs of great games gone by or watch actual TV on it. And right now we're playing a DVD of a PBS documentary about a treasure hunter. So it picks up.
DVD selections were limited at Casa Kale. It's all about streaming these days.
Absolutely.
But I like this treasure hunter, actually.
And you could pick up local television channels with this. And so if you're checking this out of the simulcast at watchda.com, this is a really, really cool item. And it has a USB input as well. So you can feed in your own streaming video or whatnot. So this is really awesome.
I'm glad you're into it.
Yeah, I really am.
When I saw this months ago, I said, this is DA's Christmas. This is it. This is his gift.
I appreciate that because you know what? I am a child of the 80s and a product of the 90s. Ooh. And so when you bring in a DVD-esque boombox like this, I just feel very comfortable with it.
And retro's in.
Very retro. Yeah. That's why this show is popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very retro. So anyway, you are a huge wrestling fan.
I am.
You actually have a background in song.
I have taken 7 years in voice lessons on and off.
And
yes,
you are multifaceted, multi-talented, so you have woven all these talents together, and you have delivered the world, I think, what it has been pressing for a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is a wrestling-themed Christmas song.
That is true.
So what's the name of the song?
It's a remix to Rock It Around the Christmas Tree, but actually went back and highlighted 12 pay-per-views in sequence from 2018. WWE style.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we couldn't just, you know, put some wrestling words together. We had to really get into the minutia of it because that's easy, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We had to complicate the matters.
Deep dive into WWE pay-per-views for this 12 Days of Christmas remix.
That's correct. From Fastlane to Mania to upcoming TLC.
So what's the name of the song?
Rocking Around the Wrestling Ring.
Rocking Around the Wrestling Ring by Katie Linedahl.
Rocking around the wrestling ring, the women's rumble match was hot. Chamber set up where you can see a Seth Rollins curb stomp. Cruising along, too fast lane, there's a six-pack challenge ring. Mania had some more F5s and we saw a pedigree. Roman gets a sentimental feeling when he spears Daniel Bryan's yes was calling. Money in the Bank with Jackson Rousey watching it on the network free. We've got some extreme rules in play. Everyone loves Miz and Maurice and a Roman title reign. You will get a very deck the halls with Molly Holly's vibing around. Thanksgiving, we had a flare meltdown today. Everyone waiting patiently for TLC Sunday.
Wow! Can you believe that, guys? Is that not amazing?
Very impressive.
Everything about that was awesome. The original lyrics, obviously, but she's awesome as a singer.
Oh, you're being kind. Thank
no.
you.
No!
Jaw was on the desk that entire time. You were just stunned.
Because Katie's so much fun, you don't realize she's going to have that talent, too. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, you are really a good singer.
Oh, thank you.
You're really better than cheap karaoke, Katie. That's excellent.
Oh, I'll take it up a notch on karaoke. I love it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Katie versus Huge Freeze in a battle to the death for karaoke.
She's way better than Huge Freeze.
No contest.
Yes, come on
now. Hot dog contest.
Yeah, no. Katie.
Ox roast.
Katie is a professional here. So where can our listeners download that and get that?
Thank you for playing that. I just uploaded it to YouTube and put it out on social today. So I'm at Katie Linendahl on Twitter. You can find it there.
That is so cool.
And Instagram.
That could be a new Mariah Carey-esque modern Christmas classic.
Fast forward 30 years, Katie's slipping on stage at the New Year's Eve ball drop.
Right. Yeah. The voice is just a little off key. You know, things are a little rough.
One too many eggnogs with Carson Daly.
Right.
And then suddenly it's like, oh, we got to get Katie off stage here. Oh, boy. She's singing the wrestling song again.
She just speared somebody. Downhill fast.
That is awesome. That is so cool. So at Katie Linendahl is where our listeners can check out that song.
Yes,
right?
On IG or Twitter.
Last night, the Toronto Raptors, the Golden State Warriors, went at it in Toronto, or in Oracle, rather, after Toronto had beaten them up in the home of the Raptors. And so last night at Oracle, it happened again, and I think we were all kind of expecting the Warriors to put up a better fight and expect that the Warriors were going to end up, you know, showing some revenge or showing some spark or some spunk and say this won't happen again. And yet, even without Kawhi Leonard in there, it happened again. And so you really have to look at the Toronto Raptors and say they're not only, as Kevin Durant pointed out, a team on the come. They're a team that's here right now and balling, and they're not afraid of anybody. And I'll delve into this a little bit more later on in the third hour of the show, but I thought the quotes that came out of the Warriors last night were very disappointing, where essentially Steve Kerr said, you know, it's hard to get up. Well, it shouldn't be hard to get up. It should not be hard for the Warriors to look at a challenge like last night and say, they're not at our level yet. We will show them, especially without Kawhi Leonard. But if you needed any more confidence that the Raptors were here as a title contender, you shouldn't need anything else after last night, because they played a hell of a basketball game. And as we kind of transition into the heart of the NBA season, this Raptors team is showing on a daily basis that they are a power broker. We think of these super teams. We don't put the Raptors in there because they haven't acquired a bunch of players at the same time. The Raptors right now are playing like a super team and just dismantled the Warriors on the road at Oracle again, just like they did a couple of weeks ago up in Toronto. Katie Linendahl joining us this morning here on the show. And Katie, it's always great to have you here for the holidays. And I know you've kind of been around the NBA quite a bit over the course of this year as well. You've done a lot of VR at arenas and stuff like that. So
yes.
Our listeners that are going to be going out and checking out NBA games, there's a lot of cool technology going on in arenas across the country, right?
I have been fascinating. In my world, in both a sports background and a technology background, just those two worlds over the years just mixing, and VR is just one of them. Obviously covered that closely at Quicken Loans Arena and with the Cavs, and esports too. Just two highlights of many, many sports tech that are out there now. It's fun. Makes my world exciting.
I wonder if they can get LeBron back via VR. Can we get like a...
a hologram?
Yeah, a hologram.
That's doable. What they're doing with hologram technologies these days is incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any...
There's literally world leaders that have duplicated themselves as holograms to be in multiple locations during campaign season at the same time. I mean, just stay tuned.
Every time I think of a hologram, I think of Merez calling it a homonym, which we had to specify that it's not the same thing. And number two, Princess Leia from the droid in Star Wars.
Of course.
You know, and it's like that's the first hologram I feel ever. Like she was the OG hologram.
Oh, yeah. And then remember, I think a big one that put it on the map was Tupac. Remember when Tupac was a hologram?
Yeah, Tupac is a hologram.
And it took off from there.
At some type of music fest.
It was Coachella.
It was Coachella, right.
And then I was at an event. I was hosting an event for Dell just about a month ago, and there was hologram presenters on two sides of the stage. It was a really big event. And I was like, whoa, and it was the same team that had created the Tupac hologram. But you look at it, and you're still transfixed by it. I don't know how we got on a hologram tangent, but I think that could be, again, could players be holograms? Who knows?
I am looking forward to the day that Tupac hosts a panel at Dell. That will be
interesting.
That'll be really exciting.
Many worlds collide. Anything's possible, DA.
all these gift ideas are on your website, right?
All these gift ideas, a blog post just for you guys, DA, on my website, katielinendahl.com or katie.gifts.
We will tweet that out, katielinendahl.com, for this full list of gifts she brought us earlier today and throughout the morning. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.
Let's keep playing that wrestling song. That is like the best holiday song I've heard in a long time, seriously. When we come back here on the show, is college football expansion, quote unquote, inevitable? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday. The sweet sounds of retro CBS songs. What could be better around the holidays? Thinking about nostalgic moments and watching old CBS sitcoms from the 80s. As always, our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. Geico.com. Coming up next hour on the show, we've got the Chiefs and the Chargers full-on preview and discussing this Chargers team and where they're at in the AFC playoff race. Could be the most dynamic and dangerous wild card team in either conference, considering you're talking about a 10-win team that could have a chance to knock off the one seed today and still end up with a wild card slot. Who would want to play the Chargers if they're an 11 or 12 win playoff team? I suppose it couldn't happen that they would obviously end up taking over that division with a win, but it doesn't necessarily mean they would with a win tonight because there's still work to do. Carson Wentz says this injury report is brought to you by the Salt Institute. Taking a look at the latest injury, the Eagles quarterback and his back injury will likely keep him out this week against the Rams, the same game in the same stadium, remember, where he tore his ACL a year ago. The Eagles once again will turn to good old St. Nick, Nick Foles, to try and rekindle that late season magic. They're just 6-7 and really need to run the table here for any shot at the postseason. Spencer Ware also talking about tonight's game, the Chiefs' new starting running back after Kareem Hunt was let go. Doubtful tonight in this big showdown against the Chargers. The Chiefs will lean on Damian Williams.
I don't even have a job, Damian.
On the ground as they try to lock down this AFC West crown. Aside from water, salt is one of the most common food ingredients we consume, and that's no accident. Sodium is required to make every cell in your body function. Everything is better with a little salt, so find out why at littlesalt.org. Yesterday at The Athletic, there was a story done about the expansion of the college football playoff, and you had some major leaders in the college football game suggesting that not only is it probable, but it was inevitable. Barry Alvarez, former athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers and longtime head coach as well, one of the most successful and identifiable coaches in Big Ten history, was also a member of the College Football Playoff Committee for a number of years. And Barry Alvarez essentially said, this thing is coming. We are going from 4 to either 6 or 8. And he said, it's time to do it. And when you hear very heavy voices like that, and I should say current athletic director at Wisconsin, he's saying, quote, everyone has the same feeling. Expansion is inevitable. When you can do it, and I think we need to serve more people, you do it. I think 4 was the right way to get started. In my opinion, we need to take a look at adding more teams into the playoff, giving more opportunities. Is it inevitable? Well, it depends on how you look at it. Is it inevitable that eventually we get to a larger playoff? Yes. And I think that was always the reality. And the reality is that this thing was going to be a success. This thing had big-time football with everything on the line in a playoff format. What are Americans not going to like about it? The college football playoff was always a slam dunk. It was only ludicrous that the powers that be in college football fought it for so long. We all knew the money was there. The money was there for the BCS. The money was there for big-time bowl games. The TV ratings were there. So why wouldn't it be a success? I'll tell you why. The only reason it wouldn't have been a success in the eyes of college football athletic directors, chancellors, presidents, and the NCAA powers that be, because they didn't want to upset the bowl system. Those are all their cronies. Those are all their friends. Those are all the guys that make the decisions to empower and improve the wealth of all of those football programs. And so they didn't want to upset the apple cart and make the Rose Bowl mad. They didn't want to upset the apple cart and make the Orange Bowl or the Sugar Bowl mad. They didn't want to upset the apple cart and make bowl directors feel like they weren't hosting the most important games of the year. They didn't want to take food out of the mouths of their friends. Because a college football playoff would, they thought, render the other bowls obsolete, irrelevant, less important. Guess what happened? That happened. It did. Let's face it, you're not nearly looking at, oh my God, the Sugar Bowl is what I got to watch, unless the Sugar Bowl is a college football playoff game. So it did do that. But the payoff was still that the TV money was so big, the interest in the game is so high, we debate who should be in the playoff all year, that it made up for the bowl games taking a little nick out of their importance. But they could still sell it as, but don't worry, those big bowl games where you guys make all your money and we make money from you, it's part of the playoff. As you expand the college football playoff, the bowl games become less and less prevalent and less relevant because we're only worrying about what are the quarterfinals, what are the semifinals, and what's the championship game. And at the moment, semifinals will be played on campus. And now you're doing away with conference championship games, which these conferences have seen are a boon financially, and so do they want to do that? So this is no rocket science here. This is nothing like splitting the atom. It is, where is the money coming from? And if the money makes sense, it'll happen. And a college football playoff expanding makes sense because the money will be there. It's just when it's going to happen. It may happen after this current deal is over in 2026. It might happen in 2020 once we're halfway through this bowl or this college football playoff cycle. But is it inevitable? Of course. What Barry Alvarez said is not mind-shattering. This is not earth-shattering. This is not something that is coming out of nowhere. It is inevitable. It was always inevitable. The money was going to be too big. And the NCAA has never said no to more money. So the question is, when? And I think you're talking about either I'm talking about either 2020 or either 2026. We're going to get there. Personally, I don't think that there needs to be an expansion to 8. I don't think that there's 8 college football teams that have to be in this and are totally deserving. I don't think you're talking about the absolute necessity of 5 power conferences, a group of 5 champion or winner, and then also multiple wild cards. I don't think that that's necessary. Like, I don't think this year we need the Pac-12 winner and the Big Ten winner as part of all of this, and Georgia, and another wild card, and UCF. I don't think we need that. But it opens up the door for everybody. It makes it more fair. And if we're looking for more fair, yeah, that's the most fair. I don't think we need it. I would prefer 6. I like 4 the way that it is, but I get it. It's super selective. And if this year we had Notre Dame and Georgia and Alabama, you're talking about only one other team for a different conference, and that's That's exclusive. So I get it. You want it more inclusive? Fine. Go to six. Top two seeds get a bye. And I'm okay with that. But if we're talking about going to eight, you know, frankly, I think it waters it down because, again, we're going to go five power conference champions and a group of five winner and two wild cards. That, to me, makes the door too wide open. I don't think it's necessary. But if you're asking me what I predict, absolutely it's expanding. And yes, Alvarez is right. It's inevitable. But it was always inevitable. He didn't have to vocalize that for it to be inevitable. Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Tony La Russa, former White Sox manager, former A's manager, former Cardinals manager, managed Harold Baines in both Oakland and Chicago. He went on MLB Network yesterday and vehemently defended Baines' Hall of Fame induction. La Russa was on the veterans panel that voted him in.
Most people think this is a thing.
You know what would be good? I would love to get into a legitimate confrontation debate where we pull out the stuff that we looked at and you tell me that weak-ass superficial that you look at, I guarantee you. Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer, and it's a shame that now he's being looked at as not ready.
Don't you think that a Hall of Famer, if he's a Hall of Famer, should have a year or two in his career where he wins an MVP?
Do you know in the... No.
Why not?
Because longevity, excellence over in the 80s and 90s, almost every one of the offensive stats that people trust, he was in the top four or five for 20 years.
All right. No,
he drove in 100 runs late in his career, and he drove in early. He's game-winning RBIs. He's up there with the best of them. He had a very distinguished career that you got to pick.
I agree. He had a good career. But did he ever lead the league in any categories?
He led the league in game-winning RBIs.
That's a weak argument. Game-winning RBIs. Tony La Russa on with Chris Russo on MLB Network yesterday. Look, here's the problem. Does La Russa have a case that since he managed the guy, since the people in that room were close to the game, employing players, working with players, managing against players, they have a unique vision of greatness and a valuable vision of what greatness is? Yes. But La Russa can't come out of that conversation and not admit that Harold Baines is significantly helped by having La Russa in that room, by having Pat Gillick in that room, who was a GM of the Orioles and signed Baines, by having Jerry Reinsdorf in that room, who was an owner that loved Harold Baines. You can't make the argument that Harold Baines, on his own merits, was great enough to get in. You've got to admit, yes, familiarity was the reason. Not a reason, the reason. And don't hold your hat on game-winning RBIs. Hold your hat on, hey, we saw this guy every single day, and what you couldn't account for was how great he was by sheer numbers. But don't then bring up numbers, because the writers already did that. They are not beholden to Harold Baines, and they said he was never at any point higher than 6% of their ballot. You can rip the writers all you want, but it does not make any sense to have a guy on a ballot that tops out at 6% that needs 75, and then have the Veterans Committee vote him in and say, look at the numbers. No, they already did that. Yesterday on the Jim Rome Show, a caller by the name of Matt took out some friendly fire on the DA show.
All right, to the phones. The hell, let's go to L.A. Matt in L.A. Do you know why Matt gets on the air a lot? Because Matt calls a lot. But he's usually got something. Let's find out. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, Jim Rome. From Lake Forest to Luxembourg, from Irvine to Indonesia, I want to wish all my peoples at the CBS Sports Net a happy holiday season. Jimmy, give my best to DA, who is literally smiling ear to ear these days. I mean, Jack Nicholson's Joker thinks dude has a ginormous grin. And shout out.
Well, I do know where to start with that. You keep my man DA's mouth name out your mouth, Matt. Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't go there, Matt. Hey, Matt, look, you know I got your back. And by having your back, I let you call this show way more than I should. Now, having said that, do not go in and do not go there and do not ever, ever reference DA ever again unless you're going to do so in a positive manner. Ever.
That is phenomenal. Well done, Jim. We appreciate the support here on the show. You know, I do like the crack about Jack Nicholson's Joker. That's very good. But I will say this. There are so many of you guys that listen to both shows that as soon as this happened yesterday, my timeline lit up. Yo, you got to hear Matt on the Jim Rome show. Yo, you got to hear Romy coming to your defense. Yo, you got to pull that audio. You got to play it tomorrow. So I love the fact that there are hardcore, loyal, jungle loyalists and listeners. And I love that there's clones out there that listen to both, have both of our backs, and I appreciate that very much. Nice job. All of you guys, bring it to our attention.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.